Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kay Rhodes.
And me, Marianne Rhodes.
Okay, I got my mom here because Maysoon is in the undisclosed location doing undisclosed activities, as she is wont to do.
Having some private time.
That makes it sound lewd.
Oh.
Please tell the listeners that it's not lewd.
And I mean that in a very good way.
Okay. And are you recording?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm actually recording this time because I am a professional. Now, here's the real deal, okay?
Yes.
Okay, well, sure enough, because of the intermittent nature of our schedule for the show, a lot of stuff that got sent to us has happened already. So we're just going to say a sorry to the people. Keep us posted. Give us a call, 419-351-6606, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast and let us know what's going on. We'll try to get it to it in a timely fashion.
All right.
Okay. The David Ireland House is reopening. Do you remember that, Mom? Remember I had a field trip there in grad school,
and yes, I tried and to bring you. Yes, and I got to go.
Yeah, but then you didn't get to go. In. They turned you away because we had only a limited amount of tickets.
Yeah, but I saw the outside of it.
So I think we can say officially the David Ireland House is anti-mothers.
Well, you could just say that, but I saw the outside of it, and then I think I walked downtown.
I think you went into the Mission, and then we met up shortly thereafter.
Oh, okay.
I want to personally apologize to you.
Well,
that I misled you.
That was okay, because I was out walking around.
Okay, well, next time you're in town, I'll take you there if you want to go.
Okay. Was it green?
Okay, well, the outside is gray.
Close. It's a G word.
Yes, it is. Okay, Mercury 20 Gallery has a show up from May 7th to June 12th. Actually, it's three shows. They got Joanne Biagini Thicket. That's the name of the show. They got P.K. Frizzell with a show called The Last Tree, and Kathleen King has a show up called Other Lives.
Ooh.
Three new solo shows in the Oakland Gallery space work with diverse media and content, but share commonalities, including an emphasis on the complex web of shifting time, biological, social, and spiritual interconnectedness, and the importance of trees. God, trees are just ascending this year. Trees are on trend.
Trees are important.
Yes, I actually went to some art shows last week for the first time in 1,000 years, and I saw Arboreal at Slash Gallery, which is now over at Minnesota Street Projects, which was curated by Juana Berrio, all about trees. I give that show a 8.5 out of 10 stars.
Was it art drawings from the Amazon?
There were drawings, there was some installation, there was a sound piece that you could have easily missed in the front, like where the desk in that is. So don't miss I think it's by Bill Fontana. Let me know if I'm wrong about that. But okay. You should go check out Mercury 20 Gallery, which is at 475 25th Street over here in Oakland. And while you're over there, Manoush Zamora-Dinia has a show at Local Language. And I also went to that show, and congratulations to Manoush. Okay, Mom, can you hang on for 1 second because the cats are having an episode?
I certainly can.
Poor tomato got trapped. Oh, BAM PFA has all its openings coming up, including the Berkeley MFA show, which I'm very excited about. So everybody get out there and check that out. I think we talked about that last time.
With me?
Cushion Works. Okay, Mom, I thought we shouted out Cushion Works' new shows a little bit ago, and I thought I really blew it because I wasn't given all the right information. So let me tell you the correct information right now is that Lindsay White has a show up at Cushion Works called What? Is? Art? Okay?
Yes.
And you can go see the show at Cushion Works at 3320 18th Street in San Francisco. Yes.
Should I get my book out? What am I looking at?
That I got you that, right?
Yes, but now I tried to find it and I don't know where I put it. And I only got through the first part about Duchamp.
Right. And where was Duchamp from?
France.
Good job. Okay. And Lindsay White's show is going to be up from April 24th to June 4th. It is a collection of photographs made on the campus of the San Francisco Art Institute, where Lindsay White is an assistant professor and photography department chair and one of the only department chairs that is cool. Remember SFAI, Mom?
Yes, you used to teach there.
Let's not get into that. It's like a never-ending theme on the show. Hey, Mom, Carly Willman's finally stepped down on the board of 500 Cap Street, the aforementioned David Ireland house.
Good, because they weren't mother-friendly.
That's right. That's right. Okay, Mom, I think that's all about all I had really to report.
Oh, it was a very nice report.
All that stuff I said about Mercury 20 Gallery, make sure you check the website because that all might have been out of date. Okay, everybody send us your stuff. We're getting to it. Okay, Mom, let's really get down to brass tacks about you, your history with the Bay Area, your words of wisdom, and general vibes.
Okay, well, I was born in San Jose, and okay. I lived on a chicken farm in San Martin for the first 12 years of my life.
Okay. Pardon me.
Well, we had chickens.
Yeah, but I mean, then where'd you go when you were 12?
Oh, to move to Morgan Hill.
Right.
About a 3-mile move. Mm-hmm. Maybe 5.
And at that time, would people talk about the Bay Area?
They did, but my recollection is the Bay Area was San Francisco and things that touched the Bay, like Oakland, Berkeley, Marin, up there.
But you guys didn't fight about who's in the Bay Area and who's not and what does it all mean?
Not in my circle of friends.
Yeah.
Never thought about it. We were in Santa Clara County, which was the dam end of Santa Clara County where I lived. We had a lot of dams there.
Right. It was kind of a pun.
Yes.
I got to tell you, Mom, my problem today with recording is that Katie is on a conference call in the other room. And, you know, it's not like you can really get away from anyone in our apartment.
Yes.
You know? It's not exactly palatial, and so I either can be in the kitchen with the loud refrigerator in the back right next to Katie while she's talking about optimizing the Lumanu, or I can be next to Wally who snores. And those are the sound options for today's episode.
Gently snoring.
So if you hear Wally, that's why. It's because I'm in a sound disaster.
I'm super cool with Wally.
Okay, now, Mom.
Yes. I wasn't real big into art in my youth.
Oh, that's okay.
But my brother is an artist. He's a potter.
Yes, he is. He makes ceramics. You can find some of his ceramics next time you're at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. But, okay, well, that's fine. But you knew about the Winchester Mystery House. That's a kind of an artwork.
Well, yes, but I never went there.
Okay, now give us the one about your grandma and the cow going into the earthquake.
Okay, but as an aside, I took an art class at Gavilan Junior College, and I got an A in it.
Do you remember some of the work that you made?
I did a painting of John Kennedy Jr. saluting his father's casket.
That's intense, Mom.
Yes.
Okay, well, how about that earthquake
story? It was in acrylic.
It's not easy to work with.
Yeah, that was a short painting career. Okay, back to the 1906 earthquake.
Yes.
My grandma told me that the earth opened up and a cow fell in and his tail was sticking out.
Okay, now she was talking about in San Francisco, right?
Right, in San Francisco, that maybe it was my great-grandmother that saw it.
Well, now, did they live there? What were they doing there?
Staying out of the rubble piles. Okay. I'm not sure.
Okay, this is on your mom's side, right? So our
correct,
Portuguese.
Because my mom.
But they
was,
didn't live in San Francisco. They lived. They also lived in like Campbell in the South Bay.
Campbell, and my mom yeah. was born in Watsonville.
Okay. Well, what the hell were they doing in San Francisco during the earthquake?
Having a bad day. So you think my grandma made that up?
No, I don't know. I think it was kind of like, I think when I did, because I did research about that for an art project.
I know you did.
Right. And so I think that that was like a story that was going around.
So what I think is my memory of that conversation, I probably was about 4 years old.
Okay.
And maybe I've enhanced it.
Well, and no, like, I mean, it was, people were saying that there was a cow that got sucked into the earth and that the tail was sticking out. That was like a known story at the time.
Well, that's why I think it was my grandma.
Okay, sure enough. Okay, Mom, what was the vibe in the Bay Area in the 1960s, the, to your experience?
They're...
I mean, you were out in the country, so was everybody yeah. like these goddamn hippies?
Yes. And beatniks. There were beatniks, too.
Yeah. And were they like, get these damn friggin' commies out of here?
Morgan Hill was a population of about 3,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know anybody at that time when I was growing up there that was into liberal thinking and
well,
into...
Well, what about Brian?
Well, that was later.
Oh, and your ex-boyfriend, Brian.
Yeah, they were very political.
Right.
Also not super into art. My enjoyment of art was enhanced when Gail and I went on a trip to Italy for a month.
Oh, yes. This is your best friend from high school, Gail, who you're still very, very good friends with
to this day. I spoke to her this morning.
Yes.
And
you went on your trip to Italy as youths with Father, what was his name?
Father Ephraim.
That's right, the Catholic priest.
And we went all over Italy. And every day we went into two or three churches, and
wow.
I knew who Michelangelo was, I knew uh-huh. who Titian was, and I knew
oh,
who
wow.
Botticelli, and nice. Everybody else was an add-on.
Okay. What but, was the deal with that trip anyway?
What?
Why were the priests taking high schoolers out to Italy?
Oh, well, actually, we were at high school.
Because you guys weren't like Catholic.
And
you guys weren't like Catholic school kids, like, and you weren't even Catholic.
No, but Gail was, and Father Ephraim was a good friend of her family, and he had a radio broadcast in San Francisco.
What?
I think that he had a radio broadcast where, you know, a religious, like, doing a mass on the radio for people that couldn't get to church.
Wow.
And every summer he organized a trip to a charter flight to Italy, and Gail and I got to go one time. And a lot of people went to go back to the old country to visit family.
Right.
And it was a real good airfare.
Huh. Okay, and then with that, Mom, what about how you guys got your hair washed by some random Italian boys?
No, I don't recall that.
You showed me pictures.
I don't, that was not random. They were kids also on the tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't.
Well, why were you letting that happen?
Well, you know, we were not experienced with consuming wine. And there might have been a little alcohol involved.
Oh, my. Okay, and then
I'm just
how
saying,
much?
You know, uh-huh. that was in 1967, I think. 1968. Yeah. So that's a few years ago.
Right.
And my memory could be a little faulty.
Okay. Well, there's photographic evidence.
Should I get my little book out?
No.
One of our favorite parts of that whole trip was romping around in the Dolomites.
What's that?
The mountains.
Oh, okay.
In northern Italy. And yodeling. And what? we found some Edelweiss, and I still have one.
Oh, wow.
Have I not shown it to you?
I think you have.
I think so.
I think I didn't really put it all together, what trip it was.
Yeah, it was that trip. Plus, we got to see the Pope. At the time, it was Pope Paul VI. Three times while we were in Rome.
Wow.
Just a private audience with the Pope with 15,000 other people.
Oh.
And a nun that was so excited fainted.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have to revive her?
No. But we gave her some, we let her have some space.
Yeah. Wild. Okay, Mom, we have a question in.
Oh, wait, one more important thing.
Okay.
In the church, St. Peter in Chains, I took a picture of the statue of Moses that Michelangelo sculpted. And about 30 years later, your brother got to go there. And he took a picture from the very same spot. And then 3 years ago,
and then we
you
went
and
there
Katie
together.
And I went there. And I took a picture of the two of you standing in front of the statue of Moses in the same spot. A thrilling moment for me.
And I feel a lesser known Michelangelo sculpture. And I read recently that, you know how he's got those weird protuberances out of the top
of
his head?
Yeah, they're supposed to be a rays of light.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
But people think
so
they look
you.
Like horns.
Right, and I read that is part of like the anti-Semitic, there's like an anti-Semitic trope kind of thing about Jewish people having horns and all this, and maybe that is the source of that, like, that whatever bigoted imagery.
Well, that's a lot of baloney.
Well, yes, nobody's got horns.
No.
No, okay. Okay, well,
I'm happy that we could set that straight.
Yes, you heard it here. Okay, well, Mom, we got a listener question. Not really a listener, but just somebody who emailed me.
Yes.
Okay, somebody who emailed me is moving down into the South Bay / the Peninsula. Mom, when you were a kid, did you guys call it the Peninsula?
If you were up by San Francisco.
What about like Redwood City and Palo Alto and that?
But yeah, maybe as far as, I can't think, but north of San Jose.
Right, up closer where you got the bay. Instead of the bay being north of you, it's like to your east.
Yes.
Right. Okay, Mom. Well, here's the deal. Somebody's moving into the South Bay somewhere, and they have a young child. And they're trying to figure out how they can find a studio and have community, have a good community, get that going. And they don't have a ton of time. So how can they quickly make friends and influence people and get a studio space in the most expensive place in the universe?
Well, my suggestion would be, having no experience in having to do that, go to the art museum. Or
yes, that's great advice. At the San Jose Museum of Art, an excellent art museum.
Yes, or go over to San Jose State and and look up somebody in the art department, and I bet they could help.
That's great advice. So you can even probably audit a class.
Excellent.
The only thing about that is I know that, having taught at San Jose State, I know a lot of the professors there don't live in the South Bay necessarily.
No, but here's another idea.
Okay, ready.
Google art openings in San Jose. And maybe go to a show.
Yes, go to, well, that's the thing, though. This person hasn't got much time. Maybe they can kind of do a dual situation where they're bringing the child to some kind of art for kids type of thing, and they're kind of mingling around with the other adults.
Sure, and I bet they have something like that at the San Jose Art Museum.
I also know San Jose has an excellent children's museum.
Well, there you go.
Where, and I know some of the adults that work there are also artists.
Well, that's where they should start.
That could be an in. Okay, Mom, what's your general advice for making friends and forging long-lasting bonds with people?
I've always been kind of an open person, and I say hi to anybody.
You really do.
I do.
It was a source of a lot of frustration for me as a child.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I was a brat.
I can't help myself. But, you know, a lot of people don't really want to know your backstory when you're trying to buy a loaf of bread. So I guess a person could dial it down.
Okay, but anyhow, so your advice for people who are trying to get in there like that?
Yeah, neighbors. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't know anybody here.
Yeah, now you live in Colorado.
If I didn't know my neighbors, they've introduced me to a lot of people who are good people and have become good friends.
Man, that's a good angle that I didn't think of. What if actually, instead of having to go to these art places and volunteering and whatever else, just start in the place where you are, like meet the people just around your neighborhood?
Sure.
I'm sure you've got artists in your neighborhood, or at least people who know artists.
Or even go to, there might be something up on a bulletin board at, you know, the library.
Sure. Or Trader Joe's.
Or the grocery store.
Fantastic.
I'm liking these ideas.
Wait, actually, let's role play. Actually, Mom, let's go back a little bit. Let's role play, okay?
Okay.
You're meeting me. I'm your neighbor. This is an example for the listener who's not a listener, who is trying to make friends down in the South Bay, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you're out in your front yard, okay? And you see your neighbors out, like, you know, hosing down the rose bushes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ready and go.
Hi, how are you today?
Whoa, who are you?
I'm a new neighbor.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you moved into that $500 million house right over there?
No, it wasn't quite that high.
Oh, okay. So what are you doing in my neighborhood? Why are you here and what do you want?
Well, I've just relocated with my small child.
Okay.
And I don't really know anyone, so I thought I would say hi.
Well, do you want a quick tour of the neighborhood?
Sure.
Okay, well, that'll be $1,000.
Okay, have fun with your roses. Talk to you later.
You could really hear the hatred in your voice.
I'm hoping for a different neighbor to come out of their
house. Okay, wait, let's try neighbor number two, okay?
Okay.
They're out. They're working on their car,
and I'm just walking by, and I say, "Hello."
Hello. Are you the new neighbor that just moved into 495 Fulcrum Boulevard?
I am.
Welcome to town.
Thanks. How long have you lived here?
Oh, I just moved here last year. I work for www.biggestcompany.com.
How do you like your job?
It's great. Check out my self-driving car.
Oh.
Beep, beep, boop, bop, boop.
I don't know anything about that technology, and I kind of like to drive my own car.
Yeah. Well, do you want to take a look inside?
No.
Well, you just have to give a quick DNA sample.
Yes, no, I pass. You know, I'm just wondering if you could tell me where's a good place to grocery shop.
Well, I get all my groceries delivered by drone.
Oh, I've never seen it or tried it. Do you get eggs that way, and do they break?
No, I only eat Soylent.
Oh, okay, I didn't really see that movie, so I can't talk to you about
well,
it.
Well, it's not a movie. It's not a movie anymore. It's a tech company.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about that.
But it's not really a tech company. It's like a sludge company that caters to tech people.
Oh, okay.
Well, can I get you to sign up for the drone delivery program?
Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
You know, do you have any kids?
I do. I have my one child, Kyler, and he goes to Palo Alto High School, a.k.a. Pally.
Aw.
Go Panda Pals. Yeah.
Well, I have...
That's their mascot.
I have one small child that's only 5 years old.
Oh, that's great. Have you gotten on the waiting list for the $800 million a day child care program?
No. Right now I'm...
They only take 50 DNA samples.
We gotta not get involved in that. You know, I think I hear my landline in the house ringing.
Okay.
Nice talking to you. See you later. I may be... picked a bad neighborhood to move into. I'm going back to live in the country.
There is no country anymore. It's only smoking craters.
That's not true. Gail lives up in by Grass Valley, and there's a lot of open space up there.
Yeah, that's true. Until the fire burns it all to nothing.
No fire. It's gonna rain.
Okay.
I think
okay, did we get too dystopian?
I think I heard thunder.
Wait, in real life?
In real life. We're having weirdo spring weather, you know. I don't know if anybody knows, but I live in Colorado in the mountains.
Yes.
I haven't seen a bear lately, but it got into the neighbor's garbage.
You got to stay away from the damn bears, Mom. This is our never-ending battle.
Oh, I didn't get near it, but I'll...
But you tried to.
I don't. I just want to get
a... You know you're walking the line.
I just like to get
a
nice little
picture. You know you're
towing
the line on the bears.
I've seen
you gotta stay inside.
Two different bears so far.
Now, Mom, I'm just going to go ahead and ask you to rank each part of the Bay Area. Okay, let's rank them from 5 to 1. Okay, who gets 5th place?
What do you mean, like Livermore? Is that, you mean towns?
Yeah, I don't know, or just sectors, I don't know, however you want to do it.
Oh, I don't want to do it.
Ooh, because you're going to make so many enemies.
Uh-huh.
Well, you just got to go for it, man, you know, take no prisoners.
I'd ask my dad sometimes, where are you going? And he always used to say, to Milpitas in a free balloon.
What the heck does that mean?
I don't know, and we can't ask him.
Do you think it had something? Oh, yeah. Well, we could ask, but we'd have to, like, use a Ouija board.
Yes.
Yeah. But, Mom, do you think that had something to do with him flying blimps in World War II?
Yeah, see, and then he was stationed at Moffett Field.
Yeah.
Which doesn't exist anymore, I think.
Well, I think it exists, but it's definitely not like a blimp.
The hangars aren't there.
Oh, yeah.
Makes me sad.
Okay, Mom. Let's go. 5th place in terms of all the places in the Bay Area. Who gets 5th place? Now, keep in mind, like, if somewhere really isn't good, then they don't rank. Let's go.
San Francisco.
Is number 5?
No. Oh, I forgot.
Okay.
Benicia. Is that in the Bay?
Benicia. Yes, that's definitely what I think we would currently consider part of the Bay Area.
Number 5. Number 4.
Have you been there? I haven't been there.
Well, I've driven over through it to go over 680 or
I think
whatever.
I've driven through it. That's weird. That's a weird pick.
Well, I'm grasping at straws. Maybe we should start. Number 1.
Let me just list off some places in the Bay Area, okay, Mom?
Okay.
Okay, you got San Francisco, San Jose, Berkeley, Oakland, Marin, San Rafael, San Anselmo, you got...
Okay, stop.
Maybe wine country counts. Okay.
I can't do the wine country. I don't consider that Bay Area.
You got Arinda.
No. Okay.
Vallejo. I think we could count Vallejo.
Okay. Vallejo. I was going to say Valley Joe. Vallejo is number five.
Okay.
Number four is...
Why Vallejo?
Because I don't know anything.
You got to... Why don't just pick randomly?
I'm picking random. Okay, then I'm going one to five. Number one, San Francisco. Number two.
Okay. Wait, why?
Marin.
You gotta say a little bit about why.
Well, it's got art. It's got culture. It's got Lombard Street. It's got Fisherman's Wharf. It's got Chinatown. Okay. It's got Golden Gate Park.
All the big tourist attractions.
Coit Tower. Lombard Street some more.
What's your favorite food in San Francisco?
It's got the ferry building, the Embarcadero. It's got...
What's your favorite food in San Francisco to have?
Mine?
Yeah.
A crab Louie.
Oh, right. Okay.
They're hard to find sometimes.
Yeah, you know it. Okay, number two.
Berkeley, Oakland.
Tied for second place?
Yeah, let them be together.
Okay.
Because they have UC Berkeley, and I think it's a cool campus. And they have some redwood trees on the campus. And
we got tons of redwoods in Oakland.
And they have a parking space reserved for Nobel laureates.
What do you care about that?
I don't know. I think that's cool.
Okay, well, that's all Berkeley. What about Oakland?
Well, Oakland has the most bestest thing of all. Has Kate and Katie.
Aw.
Aw.
What about the lake?
The little lake?
What about scraper bikes?
What about what? I like that burger place, the flip side.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, this segment has kind of gone off the rails. You want to just list off your last three?
I have a bad feeling that Dad's going to come up and speak. No, maybe he's on the phone again. Number three, Marin. Is Stinson Beach in Marin?
I think that's Marin County.
Oh, but what is that cool place that we went to?
Stinson Beach.
No, but before we got there. Muir Woods.
Oh, yep. Muir Woods. Yep. Love that.
Saw a banana slug there.
You know it.
That's
why. Oh, Mom, would you consider Santa Cruz part of the Bay Area?
No.
Okay.
A definite no.
Damn. Banned.
Santa Cruz is on the ocean.
Yep.
It's so not San in Francisco. The Bay. But
San Francisco's on the ocean.
Well, then is L.A. part of the Bay Area?
It will be soon.
If there's a big earthquake.
And they just kind of float.
You know, the San Andreas Fault is a lateral fault. So over many, 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 many years, lateral motion, L.A. and San Francisco could be neighbors.
Okay, well, that's cool. Okay, so Marin, third place, and then fourth place?
Fort Funston.
Okay, I think that's part of San Francisco.
Oh, well, see, more
unless
fun
it's
for
part
San
of Daly
Francisco.
City. We haven't even talked about Daly City, Mom.
Or is Pacifica in there?
Pacifica is a separate town from that.
But is it in that general vicinity?
Oh, yeah. It's like just south of Daly City?
Southwest?
I would say yes.
The Headlands. Is that in Marin?
Yes, the Marin Headlands.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, you're not really given a clear fourth place here.
Well, San Jose.
Okay, that's pretty harsh to put your own hometown.
And my favorite thing to eat there?
Original Joe's.
And minestrone soup.
Yep. Listeners, if you go to Original Joe's and tell the servers there that you are in a union, you might get a little free ice cream because they're unionized.
Cool.
Sing your song.
Look for the union label when nice you one. Are doing something, la, 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 la. Great. I hope that gets cut out.
Never.
Oh, well.
Okay, and rounding out that top five in fifth place is?
Cupertino.
Nobody likes Cupertino.
I don't know. Some people do. There's people that live there.
Even they don't like it. You can't say Cupertino because I think, for one, you have never been there.
What?
Have you even ever been to Cupertino?
I've driven around it.
Okay, well, you can't say Cupertino.
I can't think of any. Los Gatos and Saratoga. You know, there's a mercury mine somewhere in Saratoga.
And that's what you want to put in fifth place of the top five of the Bay Area?
No. I don't know. But one to five, that's not bad, you know.
Okay, so for fifth place for your top five of the Bay Area is the mercury mines in Saratoga.
Yes.
And you're comfortable with that?
I'm comfortable. Okay. You're forgetting that I haven't lived there in 47 years, 50 years. One time I went home
to
visit.
But, Mom, you come and visit me. You come visit me all the time. I take you to new, breathtaking vistas.
Yes,
I take you to delicious food.
One time I went.
Pupusas. People are going to think I don't show you anything.
Oh, you know that pie shop?
You've been to all kinds of different
foods. On Mission Street.
We've had Burmese food. You've been to Alameda. You didn't even say a word about Alameda.
Well, we went to Baskin-Robbins. Didn't we?
Yep, I've taken you to several different Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah, one in...
There's one in Alameda. I want to thank you so much for coming in while Maysoon was in her undisclosed location. And I'm going to say
fun there.
Hell yeah. And next time you're here, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take you from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been... Congratulations, Pine Tree.